for us to revise, and also we did a lot of work, I must say, because we were a bit rushed at the time we met in Johannesburg. Page one. Obviously, when we have to finally adopt this, it shall also, on the report itself, it shall also talk to doing away with all the areas that talk draft. Page two. Page three. Accurately reflects strategic objective which the portfolio committee on health. And paste, you're exposed. On health? No, it has been corrected. They are exposed. That they were on a cut and paste. they have a template. They have a template that they make use of. So today it will have health, tomorrow it will have again pet minerals. Page four. Page five. page 6.
Richie, on page 5, the reference made there to the NWR, is there some mechanism in place to actually monitor that departments or department strategies for all water users and sector institutions and water users to be aware of, plan and respond as appropriate to a changing climate? Is there some, how do you monitor that? How do we ensure that other departments are planning for and monitoring their climate change and the impact on water resources?
You want to respond to that, Sharon?
Because the Department of Environmental Affairs is a lead department, they undertake a lot of that oversight in terms of what other departments are doing. Like part of this climate change adaptation strategy for the water sector was a combined initiative. And the Department of Water had to give their input to the Department of Environmental Affairs. So with all the other departments, they have to give an input on how they're going to manage and implement climate change strategies.
Any further questions, comments, rather? Okay.
Sorry, I think that we should actually play a bigger role in that because of the impact, especially if you look at the drought, which was directly linked to climate change. It seems a bit ambiguous that we don't have a direct role to play in it. We have more of an indirect role. Perhaps that also needs to be reviewed, and perhaps our role as the water sector particularly and the impact climate change has on our resources should be reviewed in regard to climate change.
Ngos.
Chair, thank you. On this point, Jefferson, I think one is sort of charged on looking at the challenge that we have of drought in our country, where you could find, as Honourable Member Baker pointed out, the issue of these mushrooming mines that are taking place on the upstreams, which as well affect the consumption or the use of water for consumption purposes in our area. Then what comes to mind is, Chairperson, the challenge may be of trying to bring together these the other sister departments in looking into, if I may point out, the Department of Mineral Resources, Environment, as well as water and sanitation, in looking into how they could work with those conservation groups which are fighting the mushrooming of the mines, more especially in the areas where you find the challenge of mine water going down the rivers, where there are some people downstream who are consuming or have to use water for consumption purposes. Thank you.
Mr. Chauke?
No, I remember this point, Chair, that in the last engagement with the environment, you remember as part of preparation to Morocco, was it the Morocco trip? That's when I learned that, in fact, government strategy has put central the Department of Environmental Affairs as a lead coordinator, which is a point that is made here. But our role is to contribute. But I think what we therefore need will be the kind of interaction between ourselves and environmental affairs. I think that will be very critical, Chair, as much as we respect government position that has been taken. We do oversight over that. But I think we need to emphasize this kind of, I don't know how to put it, but something that can sort of work between and bring closer, our department closer with environmental affairs. That has been the debate. We had that. I think the chair at some point had to try and explain that. And in fact, he was taken to Morocco alone and by the Portfolio Committee of Environmental Affairs. Our committee was like secondary. They only took the chair. And he went to Morocco. He enjoyed himself there. And he came back. I think we must... No, it's how we assert ourselves even as Parliament, in fact. I think we have to make a call, either during the debates and what. We have to make a call of the central role that this committee plays. Environment plays their role in making sure that the environment is free, is clean, and all of that, so that our water passes there. You know, we need to position ourselves, but not to undermine government position, but to emphasize and highlight the position of water and sanitation, which is very critical. So that debate, I think we tried it here last time, and that's why I'm saying that we were only defeated because government has a particular position adopted that environment becomes the lead department.
This is clearly an issue that I guess it has to do, it must have anything to do and everything to do with us setting ourselves on these matters. Because when you are going to talk about drought, when you are to talk about any mitigation programs, water is at the center of it all. And also a point is made about a need not only to be in boardrooms about these matters, so that you are literally, especially for your rural communities, where they are mostly affected. It is here that you have to see practical programs, not just in boardrooms, out there as you... And also the fact that they always talk about money that is available for such programs. But when it comes to practical implementation, it's something else. You know, I was talking to one other lady who is South African, you know, saying, yeah, but Lulu, where is your activism? What happened to your activism? And that's clearly the point that I'm raising. It's not a matter, it shouldn't be a matter that resides in boardrooms. It should be a matter wherein we even do case studies, or rather pilot programs, and begin to say, in village A, let's go out there. How many JoJo tanks are there? These are all your part of your mitigation programs. Not just to talk about them, not only to have them minuted or written, but practically going out there as part of these mitigation programs. Because that's where we are mostly affected insofar as water is concerned. Different from your adaptation programs. What I would propose we do, We have a joint session insofar as one report on Morocco, two, practically as to how best from where we are seated as a committee to engage in programs, of course guided by the department, both the Department of Water and also Department of Environment, on the necessary programs that are out there. That would be what I would really wish to propose again, which takes us back to the program itself, populating it with another item which is very critical, I must say, the point you are raising, Mrs. Baker and Mr. Chauke. Ma'am Kaula?
Ngikhulisa wesihlalo ngene ukukhuluma ngendaba zo George. O George angithi amathanki la kwa Green afakwayo. Yabona lento yo George inhle. Kodwa inobunzima obuncane. Eke sithi especially njengoba imvula ingekho nalefikayo njengami nje mina nginalo ithanki u George engalithenga emzini wami for ukusave amanzi. Kodwa uthole ukuthi amanzi wena ungabona imvula iningi kodwa akangenile ayiningi ngale ndlela ubuzo expect engako. Secondly, kunalezi ilwane lezi ebizwa ngoshobushobi, angazi nibiza ngani, lezi esemanzini. OJoJo bahle nabo kufuna ukuthi masixoxe ngoJoJo sibhekele futhi nalapho iy'mpilo zabantu ukuthi zizoba safety kangakanani ngoba uJoJo uthi usathi uthi ujabule ukuthi nanga amanzi akhona. Uthi uyafika sekunalezi ilwane lezi oJoJo, emeans oshobushobi. Ngena koJoJo. Uthi uyawakha la manzi amnandi wona wemvula, uthi ujabule ukuthi awemvula, usenanezi lwane. Yini indlela esingenza ngayo ukuthi lezi lwane zingagcini sezakha izifo? Ngoba ushobushobi wathi ngokwazi kwami ma ngabe uphuzile wakha le nto kuthiwa isichenene. Ukuthi uma uthi uyochamchama igazi. Okwesibili, la kwavela la kuleli komedi ukuthi khona indawo lapho efakwe khona amathanki abantu basemakhaya. Abantu basemakhaya bafakelwe amathanki ngisihlalo wami. Mina ngiye ngibone labantu ade mhlawumbe ade kufakwe umxhaso bese bayalifaka leli thanki. Leli thanki futhi uma belifaka libi namanzi. Still akuyisolve inkinga. Ngoba wena muntu ongena ongafakelwanga umxhaso mhlawumbe wena obungakabiki kuleso stage uthi nawe ufakelwe awutholi. Ngcono mhlawumbe kuba sikhuluma ukuthi njengale nto kuthiwa bafakelwe abantu njengalolu hlelo-lo ke lwafika lokufakelwa amagezi. Nalo bafakelwe abantu mhlawumbe abanye bengawafaki. OJoJo bahle impela lokhuza sihlala. Kungcono mhlawumbe khona indlela ka-government ukuthi lezindawo amathanki amavaterkane angafikeleli khona. Inkinga kumavaterkane yona mina into engiyibona ingcono lamavaterkane ukuthi ahambe anikeze abantu amanzi amemezele ukuthi endaweni ethize eyingakho ngithi amakhansela adingele umasipala kutshelwe ngoba kunala bantu ababangale uthole ukuthi bona bakwazi ukufinyelela emgwaqweni. Ingakho ukuthi uthi uyahamba emakhaya uthole ukuthi kuney'pakupaku ezilele athi umuntu yilo ungasibeka nini ivaterkane. Siyakwenza impela lokho futhi kuyiqinisa ukuthi ugqugquzele ukuthi akungabi mnandi usizokhuluma la mende noma la ekomitini kodwa uthole ukuthi thina asiyenzi le nto e-oversight. Siyayenza kuyimanje sesiphelelwa amathikithi nganxonyayo hupha le ndaba ukuthi singakhulumi ungabi mnandi ukukhuluma la kodwa phansi singayi kubantu. Ngiyabonga.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I came in, you were deliberating on the issue of JoJo's, but there is also a disadvantage attached to it. For example, I have my own JoJo at my own place. But Chair, you would have these insects, I don't know what you'd call them in English, that would often infiltrate water in the JoJo's. So, Chairperson, I would have liked to see us having a solution as to what we can do to deal with those insects because they affect the livelihood of people or people's lives, if you like. Now, if you look at the low-cost housing, Chairperson, it doesn't help to provide these people who live in low-cost housing with such facilities if there isn't going to be water that is sufficient for them to be able to use. It's like you have, you know, something that is usable, but you can't use it because there isn't water that you can use. So I guess we got the gist of what you were trying to say. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, as I was saying, that was just by way of an example. As to how the JoJo tanks are used, that's a different matter altogether. I'm sure members will have to look into that. Others, they use it for different reasons. Either irrigation and swimming pools in areas where there are swimming pools. But that's an example, as I said. At best, what I was proposing in line with the 2 points raised by the respective members, Mr. Chauke and Mrs. Baker, that we take a session together with the Environment Department that takes us from the last COP 22, and also some of the issues raised. I must also mention that water has not been a factor in a number of these, together with agriculture. The major issue there has always been about environment and energy. So water and agriculture, they have not been a factor in a number of these conference of parties of the UN. So that's what we are talking about, which will then take us to this program, having to, again, populate it with that briefing session. Okay, can we just take a note, Madia, as we finally bring it, we have all of those, without getting into any specific details as to when per se. Dr. Heinrich?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just before leaving the strategic objective, which really speaks about dealing with the challenge of silo government, you know, the need to have a joined up governance. And we've spoken about the need to obviously join up the work of environment and what we're doing in the context of climate change. And then also looking at this objective, which you know, looks at the NDP, looks at the MTSF, and then the Sustainable Development Goals. There's a whole other area that perhaps hasn't been looked at, that perhaps as a committee we should consider, and that is health and water and sanitation. There's a massive global body of work around the social determinants of health. These are the underlying factors that determine the health outcomes of communities, and they're linked to issues around social justice and access. And one of the most important social determinants of health is water and sanitation. I mean, globally it's recognized. And I think it would be valuable, I think, to consider adding a point around that, about how we can, again, in the spirit of joined up governance and oversight of joined up governance, look at these social determinants and how the link to water and sanitation and what's being done in this area. Thank you.
As mentioned earlier, members, clearly water and sanitation is a serious cross-cutting area of work. We take the point without getting into any discussion. Again, it's another briefing. Madi, are you taking note on that one as well? Thanks for that, Dr. Hendra. Okay, we were on page 5 until Mrs. Baker intervened. Mama? In fact, we actually were on page 6, I must say.
Ngiyacela mina la ngoba sonke sididekile ngendaba yamanzi and mawubheka manje sengathi sibuyela back emuva mina bengithi ngelisinyi isikhathi ako kwenzeka kanje ke niyenze lento engihlezi ngimtshela yona thina la sikhulu mpumbi bengekho and siyaphila sistrong namanje uma ngitshela iminyaka yameke uzukholwa ngikhule ngidlala amanzi asemfuleni amanzi ngebhadi mina ungaqhenya ukuthi ufunde ngaphezu kwami kodwa mina ngikuhleke ukuthi ngifunde ngaphezu kwakho amanzi la wasemfuleni ewodwa that's why ngithi ngicela labantu kwabakamanye amanzi abaka-environment sihlangane nabo especially emakhaya ngoba ngempelampela sihlule indaba yamanzi iyinkinga futhi uyabona singayibheki manje iyangokuya iqhubeka asibuyeleni siye kule nto kuthiwa ukucobelela falaza intaba nentaba inamanzi ngakuthatha manje ngithi asihambe siye empendle abantu besifazane batshala ivandi yonke into babuthole obhontshisi yonke into amanzi kulaa ndawo badonsa bona abantu besifazane badonsa entabeni as amanzi bese beyingenisela ngomuzi ngomuzi, amanzi aklean, angenazilwane, angekho ngokuthiwa ayakhokhelwa, angafakwe ngisho lema-chemicals, bayaphila. Ngize kule yelo khuza yemfundo.
Ngicela ukuphazamisa kancane mama. Sivumelene ukuthi sizoyibiza i-committee ye-environment. Sihlale phansi nayo. Kule ndaba le ye-climate change, ezinye izinto ezenzekayo masikhuluma ngazo ukuthi singa-affecteki kakhulu. Sizothi sihlale phansi ne-environment. Sisho ukuthi awakho ama-programs. Whether ngenze umzekelo ngeJojo, wena wenza futhi umzekelo amanzi ahlaye entabeni. Ikhona neminye imizekelo. Akusizinto ezi ekuzomele sizigubhe, sifakotelentele. Sizinto ezikhona sizibonayo. Zizo lezo sizothi sihlangane nazo. Masi ingena kulo mhlangano. So sizothola leyo report leyo from the Environment Committee kunye nathi. Zeziphi programs esizothi sizisebenzise ukuthi singabi affected kakhulu kule nto libabisa ukuthi climate change phecelezi. Sisivumelene ngalokho. Sivumelene. Okay, page 6. 7. Once again, we're dealing with the strategic plan of the committee. Page 8. Page 9. Mr. Person? You covered? Page 10.
We did put somewhere in a briefing on the to get an update on the establishment of the Water Infrastructure Agency. It is in our plan somewhere, I hope.
Do we have it somewhere?
Next page.
Page 11. The very last one, Mrs. Baker, did you see?
Yeah, we might just table it into our program somewhere late in the year, perhaps next term.
Okay. Page 12. Page 12. Nkosi Cebekhulu has requested to be excused at 12:45. Page 13. Page 14 and 15. space oxygen. What is meant by, what is the meaning of those blank areas? What is there to be filled in? Is this progress or lack thereof? Outputs by 2016, 2017, sorry, on the establishment of catchment management agencies. Where are we now? Where shall we be by 2017, end of March? Okay, can we just get a sense from the department? What is the plan? What is the plan? On the solution of those 9 catchment management.
So far, I think they all have been gazetted. They've got they're at a pro stage, but they've not been, I think, established as yet to operate independently. Because the only two, I think, there's only two that are operating as independent entities.
That's Nkomati and Breede Forest. But what is the plan? By end of September, what are we going to be seeing or hearing? What is the on plan?
Chair, aside from the two, the rest of the others that cater for other provinces are being incubated inside the department. But I can't say now that by such and such a time this will be happening. May I request that first from the committee, the department sends a formal inquiry so that then we can obtain the information properly and write back to the committee.
Maybe Chair. I would have missed when you started with your meeting, because I understand the role of Joy, vis-à-vis people in policy and strategic implementation of the APP of the department. In this phase, when we deal with the strategy of the committee, all of that, they play like we are now, what we are now doing, verify in advance, and you'll recall that the strategic objective of the department, they only met 28% of it. The rest was never implemented. So I'm saying that on our side, yes, it's correct that the exercise that we are doing, but I'm not sure that Joy, at your level, you are able to break through other than just go and request, because you're supposed to have had people that deal with strategy of the department. I'm not saying that you must not put yourself in a spotlight, because you don't represent the department, you represent the minister, and therefore, Chair, I'm saying that we must be cautious in her having to take responsibilities and having to account tomorrow on those responsibilities, so that we don't make a mistake. So I'm saying that part of our oversight, obviously, we know who we do oversight on. So Joy must not carry responsibilities in Kuluwe that will create unnecessary problems for you. I was just questioning that part, Chair, which I think is a very important part, because when you do this exercise, the department
supposed to be here in helping us as we shape up some of the processes, Chair. Because they're the ones, in fact, who are doing oversight over them. And the question that you asked, Chair, in fact, was going to be responded, not even by Toman, by them, as we shape our strategy here.
Okay.
So, but it's fine, Chair. I think the point is made. And I thought that.
No, that's fine. Thanks for that, Mr. Chong. Okay. We have a clue of what is to be populated in those empty blocks. I was just making an example about the Catchment Management Agency. The department has already been speaking about this for the past year or two. I'm sure we'll have an idea of what else shall we be populating these, boxes with. Mrs. Baker, before we move to page 17.
Specifically the CMAs, Chair. I think previously in the document, but 2015-16, one of the targets was the VAR and Olifant CMAs should have been established already. So perhaps when we do, I don't know if we could sneak it into the, when we do the second and third quarterly reports, the department can then give us some feedback on that.
Okay. You've made note on that, Madhya. Okay. Page 17. There's your transformation of irrigation boards. It does not have any timelines. Talks about 6 months after 1998. If you can also have a note on that one for the department. Sorry. The date was extended for another year. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. Page 22. The regulatory issues, that whole division, There are a number of challenges there. Polluter pays principle, whether or not it's being adhered to, a big question mark. Whether we have the necessary capacity to deal with the polluters and those that steal water is a big question. There is a legislation again on page 26. The Water Research Amendment Bill, I think we need to factor that as well as we look into this other legislation. I think we need to factor those two. What is it aiming to achieve? Page 27.
Sorry, Chair. Mm-hmm. Just to take you back, sorry, I'm one step behind. When you mentioned the polluter pay policy, remember we had that briefing with the NPA and SAPS, and they spoke about strengthening the arm of the law and all of that. We never ever had a follow-up on that, because there were some things that were supposed to happen. They were supposed to do something on their side. SAPS was supposed to, there were some things which were had to be reviewed in order for them to actually implement on their side for actually the prosecution of polluters. Perhaps that we need to have a follow-up on that. I think it's actually quite important that we do have that follow-up, because there was some amendments to one of the bills that was happening as well. So maybe we need to just review and have a follow-up there.
You take a note, Madia? Thanks for that, Mrs. Beck. On page 27, the same goes with 27 and 28 on populating of those boxes.
So just going back on 28, I'm not sure there's a line there, in order to provide effective leadership, portfolio committee must undertake issue and be able to make informed, understand the issue and be able to take informed decisions. Understand the issue, it means the issue at hand, meaning that our work, does it mean that our work, and therefore, the question I want to ask, Chair, is how do we deal with capacity of this committee to be able to understand the task at hand, the responsibility? We're not dealing with issues of capacity. Since I was here in this committee, I've not heard us, Chair, maybe talking about anything about capacity of this committee. Maybe taking Basan to, you know, Oxford University for a year. Because it's very important. In fact, this point, we are making this point that we are not using Parliament, in fact, to gain out of that. Because out of here, you may have, you know, professors, you know, that deal with issues of water and sanitation. You know, so I thought that line, it must not just be in vain. It must be a line that we must commission it at some point. Look at some of the universities that are dealing with studies of water and all of that, and link up with them. And the members can attend the course and be expert around the area. Parliament pays. I mean, there's so much.
Can you look into that, Tomani and Sharon? Can you bring us a feedback on on that in the next week?
Chairperson?
Yeah.
University of Pretoria has got a 5-day course on quality of water, analyzing water, water policies. But it's a 5-day course, but those courses are not accredited with Parliament. They don't want to pay for it. I applied and they rejected it. They say it does not, it's not accredited, those courses. So those courses need to be accredited before we can do those courses, and it's excellent courses to attend. It's not just a 5-day course, then there is assignments you need to do, but it's 5 days you go to the university. It's about 10,000 rand, 10 to 12,000 rand for a course, but unfortunately Parliament does not pay for those courses.
And many others who might be having some ideas among ourselves, can we have all of those communicating with Tomani and Sharon? Yeah, they shall bring us a feedback next week. Thanks for that, Mr. Chauke. 29th, page 29 and page 30. In the main, the essence of this plan, we are able to achieve the objective of what we wanted to achieve. It sets the tone, it gives us the guide. It may not be a perfect exercise, but we have gone far. It shall serve as a guide. And we have the implementation plan, the annual performance plan for the year. That's where the details are going to be found. Unfortunately, we are not able to continue now. We shall then have to find time in the course of our own programs and factor this specific one. If we can, I'm sure it will really make our lives easier. If we can go through the annual performance plan of the committee, so that by the time we find that time, we don't spend more than an hour. Okay, can we then adopt this program? We shall still have to come back to our committee program for adoption when Madia brings the final draft, and then it won't take us more than 15 minutes. Any mover on this specific one so that it stops being revised, it stops being drafted, it becomes strategic plan for the committee? Mr. Chauke?
Yeah. No, Chair, I would want to move for the adoption of the strategic plan of the committee. But maybe firstly to applaud you, because without you being the leader, we would not arrive at this document. It's a very detailed document. So you and your staff, obviously, you have done a wonderful work. So we want to move for the adoption with that note. You see, sometimes we always forget that, you know, the people and brains that work on these things, put them together under your leadership. So I'm saying that we applaud you and your team, because you have a team that you work with. You have put together this document, Chair. It's effort, it's energy, but it's a wonderful document. And on that note, I want to move for the adoption.
Thanks, Mr. Chauke. I saw a hand of
I second that, Chair, but I've got one concern, Chair. If you are getting too good in what you are doing, we're going to lose you in this portfolio committee. That could be a huge problem. For us. Not for you, but for us. Yeah, so please.
One does attempt to do that. I can assure you, you know, of the feedback that one gets. You don't want to get there. Thanks for that. In fact, it gets to be a very big thank to Tomani and Shirin and Madia and Zolega for the work, the good work that they do continuously. The meeting's adjourned. We are not meeting next week again. We are not meeting next week. It is SONA next week. we are meeting a week after. Hmm?